He stood up and began running his eyes along the shelves of books behind him. There was a whole section on entomology, subdivided into various primary insect species. There were long runs of old journals published by various British entomological societies, The Entomologist's Record, The Entomologist. There was a small subsection dedicated to the mosquito. Enzo pulled out the first in the row, a slim volume of only 8 pages, Collecting Mosquitoes by Eric Classy. It was subtitled AES Leaflet 11, and had been published in 1945 by the British Amateur Entomologists Society. Next to it was a series of slender green paperbacks on the life of the mosquito, 5 volumes. With trembling fingers he lifted them one by one from the shelf and riffled through their pages, certain that his eye would be caught by a yellow post-it. But there was nothing, and he rapidly felt his excitement subside into disappointment. It was only as he lay the last of them on the desk that he noticed its full title, The Life of the Mosquito, Part 6. But there were only 5 books. He checked each volume in turn. Part 4 was missing. He lifted his eyes and ran them quickly around the room, as if he somehow expected to see the missing volume there in front of him where he had never noticed it before. Stupid. He turned back to the bookshelves. Was it filed somewhere else, out of sequence? It would take some time to check. A noise made him turn his head, and he saw the black cat sitting in the doorway watching him. It held his eye for nearly a minute before lifting its right paw to drag across its head from behind the ear, lick and drag again, cleaning itself, wiping the raindrops from its fur. Even as he looked at it, Enzo found himself jumping focus, his gaze settling on the post-it that had been stuck to the desk lamp. P. One day you will have to oil my bicycles. Don't forget.
Boil my icicles?
Enzo's voice was barely more than a whisper, but it seemed to reverberate around the room. The cat paused mid-lick and looked at him, and suddenly Enzo's face split into a grin.
You clever old bastard!
He shouted, and the cat turned and fled.